Will the Federal Reserve cut rates next month? And what does that mean for you? That's exactly what we're going to talk about in episode 85 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Today, we're diving into one of the most anticipated moves in monetary policy that's going to happen this year, and that is the Federal Reserve's likely rate cut in September. So what's driving it? What does it mean for markets and annuities? And how could it affect your wallet? So let's break it down. Why is the Fed shifting? First of all, Trump has been all over the Fed publicly calling for them to lower rates. And I personally don't remember a time where the president has been interjecting themselves into the Federal Reserve as much as Trump has. Doesn't mean he's right, doesn't mean he's wrong. But I do think the main reason we've never seen this before, and maybe you know this, maybe you don't, the Federal Reserve is a private bank. They're not federal, and they have no reserves. In 1913, a handful of bankers got together at a secret meeting, and this sounds totally conspiratorial, but this is how it happened, in Jekyll Island, Georgia, and devised a plan to create a private banking cartel. But they knew how unpopular the central banking system had been in the United States because it had already been tried twice before that. So they had to slip this legislation in right before Christmas in 1913 when most of Congress had already left for the holidays. And what that legislation did was it gave a private bank control over our monetary system, and that has done nothing but cause booms and busts and massive inflation ever since. Long story short, the Federal Reserve doesn't control interest rates just by turning some magical dial up or down. They do it by either printing money or not printing money. It's really a supply and demand issue. So when they print money, there's more of it to go around for lending. This is called quantitative easing. When you have a large supply of something, the cost of it goes down. Hence, interest rates go down. This is known as, like I just said, quantitative easing, expanding or easing the money supply. And then when they shrink the money supply, or what's known as quantitative tightening, there is less supply. Therefore, the cost of money goes up, which is what causes inflation in prices. Anyway, that's not really the point of this podcast, but I believe it's an important topic for every American to understand how our monetary system works. And I highly recommend that anyone listening to this go out and get the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. And at some point, that book will help you understand that at some point, this country has to get back to a sound monetary system, meaning gold or Bitcoin or something that is in limited supply to where it just cannot be expanded. You'll see interest rates and inflation and all of that stuff stabilize over time. Getting back on track here, why is the Fed shifting? Well, number one, the labor market is slowing down, according to the July jobs report, with only 73,000 jobs reported. Number two, the inflation pressure from the tightening of the money supply, remember, quantitative tightening, and the tariffs are still causing prices to increase. Anybody who has kids or goes to a grocery store knows that prices have not come down whatsoever. They're very stable, if not increasing. Number three, Powell's speech in Jackson Hole last month signaled that it's time to lower rates due to a rising unemployment risk. And then number four, and this is interesting, for the first time since 1993, two of the Federal Reserve governors have broken ranks from the other members and voted for a rate cut in July. And normally these people are in lockstep together, okay? So someone, especially two, breaking away from the ranks is a big deal. So since that speech in Jackson Hole, bond yields have dropped and bank stocks have surged. Now, why would that be? Because the banks are anticipating not having to give you as much on your savings in CDs to keep your money with them, which means the profit they can make on their loans is about to skyrocket. Now, in episode 76, I went through the difference between the spread on the loan versus if a bank is getting money for 3% and they're loaning it to you for 6%, the spread is what? 3%. Their profit margin, however, is 100%. So I went through a pretty in-depth explanation of that, and it's astounding how much money these banks make when interest rates go down. So if there's an anticipation of interest rates dropping, you're going to see bank stocks go up. So I would say go back and listen to episode number 76 if you haven't heard it already. Now, keep in mind, this is a very simplistic overview of how the Federal Reserve works in the banking system. Obviously, the intricacies of those institutions are very complicated. And I think they're very complicated on purpose, because that way people won't want to take the time to understand it, and we can continue to be manipulated for the rest of our lives. What does this mean for you? What does it mean for America? You're probably going to see mortgage rates go down, so that could be good for the real estate industry. And remember what I mentioned earlier about supply and demand. When there is more money available, it causes the price of things to go up. And home prices are still ridiculously high. We are still dealing with a ripple effect from 2008 when we just stopped building homes after the real estate market collapsed. So we still have a supply shortage. Lower rates will help the builders get the financing they need to continue to build. And this will have a positive effect on the real estate industry as far as having more inventory, plus small businesses will be able to get loans that they need to hopefully expand their enterprises, which should help unemployment. Those things are great, okay? There are going to be some positive effects, but what do rate cuts do to the average saver and the average retiree? All that really does is hurt retirees that are trying to not run out of money, and they don't want to take a bunch of risk in the market. But because when the Fed lowers rates, it lowers the yield you're going to get on safe money products like CDs, money markets, bonds, and annuities, it forces people to have to go into riskier investments to get the yield they need to make sure their money's going to last them the rest of their life. But since this is the Atlas Annuity Podcast, we're going to talk about how annuities will be affected. The way this works, and if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you're probably a pseudo expert on this kind of stuff. But to go back to the basics, when you send your money to an annuity company, they turn around and they put the majority of that money in investment grade bonds. Now, they're buying bonds with hundreds of millions of dollars, and they can hold the bonds a lot longer than you or I could as individuals. So they're getting better rates than just the average person on the street. But if rates go down dramatically, that means the annuity companies are going to be earning less on those bonds, which means after their operating cost and after their profit margin, there's less to pass on to the policyholders in the form of guaranteed yields or guaranteed incomes. There will be more of a direct correlation between Fed interest rates and fixed interest annuities, or what is known as MIGAs, multi-year guaranteed annuities, basically the annuity industry's version of a bank CD. It's just a guaranteed amount of interest for a guaranteed amount of time. I remember when the interest rates were super, super low, and these MIGAs were paying like 2% for 3 years. And during the height of this inflationary period, when the Fed was raising interest rates to combat inflation, some of these MIGAs got as high as like 6% that you could lock in for up to 7 or 10 years. Now we're starting to see a pullback a little bit. Not all of them, but there will be a little bit of a delay. With the income annuities, those are based more on age and mortality credits. Interest rates do play a role in those payout factors. But regardless of the type of annuity that you're considering, you're not going to see an immediate shift when the Fed starts cutting these rates. You will over time. If you are or you have ever considered funding an annuity, the time really is now to start making some decisions. And I don't mean like today, because I don't ever want to be accused of selling on fear. But as of today, which is the end of August 2025, sooner than later is going to be better. And I understand that it is a big decision to put six figures worth of something into any financial product. So regardless of what you're looking at, you need to be working with an expert in that particular field. This is what I do every day. Annuities. This isn't just some side business in addition to assets under management portfolio, like a lot of advisors have, and they just happen to offer annuities on the side. Annuities are my wheelhouse. So this is what I specialize in. If you've considered annuities before, but you're just not sure how they will fit into your plan, then let me encourage anybody listening, book a short Zoom call at atlasannuity.com. That will take you directly to my calendar page. Book a short Zoom call so we can get your questions asked and see if an annuity strategy will benefit your retirement. And if you're a person who's new to annuities and you just stumbled across this podcast, let me highly encourage you to go watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, where I give several case studies on how we implemented annuities into a retirement strategy and what that end result was. And again, if you go to atlasannuity.com and go under the videos tab, you'll be able to find those videos there. And as always, if you're liking this information, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the podcast, give us a thumbs up, and share the information with someone that you think could benefit from hearing it. I want to thank you for joining me. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode 85 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.